We didn't have no bathtubs. We'd take a bath in them big old wash tubs like you'd wash clothes in.
Those big black things?
They're not black. They were aluminum.
Uh-huh.
You know, like tin. Like them wash tubs. I've got some of them on my wash house now.
Uh-huh.
But now we would have those to bathe in. We'd get a large one to bathe in, but you couldn't hardly sit down in it comfortable like a bathtub, no.
You know, on a fireplace, the thing that you have sitting in the fireplace to set the wood on,
I've seen those too, but we didn't have any of those. But let me tell you, there was one little pink house down on Chaparral Street. And that side street, I don't remember. You know, they named those streets. I was almost a grown woman when they named these streets out here and numbered the houses. They didn't have anything like that. We just knew the places just from the house and from the places. And then it was a small town, just a little village. You just knew where you were going. All you didn't need no house number, no street name, all such as that. I have a little lamp over there on that table, and my father worked for the city, and Papa had two or three old houses down here on this two lots that he left, gave us, and there's a lot of trash. The renters would throw trash back in there, so I had to tear that house down, and in that rubbish I found this lamp, and honey, that lamp remind me on the corner of Tonkawa in Buffalo, there was something that square. One side you could open it like a door, and you set this lamp in there. And there was a little old Mexican, he'd come with a little red wagon every morning and pick up those lamps and take them home and refill them and clean the lampshades and things. And then bring them back that night and put them up. It was glassed on each side, this was. And now I can't say that they had that all over town, but those were the city lights we had on Tonkaway and Buffalo. On Tonkaway and Buffalo. And cleaning out that old room to tear it down, I found this little lamp. And I got me a burner and a shade for it. And I put coal oil in it because we might have a storm. And I have several lamps because when you have a storm, the electric wires fall and you don't have any lights and anything like that. And a lamp, you have, or a candle, or what else? And then I have a little hand television, radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by a battery like this is, and it takes three batteries in it. Well, with that you could hear what was going on during the storm.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, these are on the wires and everything like that, you just wouldn't know what was going on. Mm-mm.
These things in the fireplace, did you ever hear a name for those? Those things you said?
I've seen them in there.
Did you ever hear fire irons or dog irons or band irons?
Yes, but you see, we didn't have any in our home. But I have seen them out in homes where I have worked.
But you hadn't ever heard them called?
No, and let me tell you, I saw one house, and it was on Chaparral Street, and right on this cross street here, I don't know, I think it was Taylor Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Chinaman, we've had one Chinaman here that would wash and iron, but he just for the men. I think he washed just for the men.